Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That was the truth. And if they would have told him that, he would not have played. Steve Kerr said it. Under no circumstances would we have allowed him to play if we were told what happened to him was in the realm of possibilities. That's a quote. He would not have played. And it's where I really do think the Warriors did him a disservice. Because Bob Myers has subsequently come out and said Game 5 was always the game we were pinpointing for him to come back. If we got to Game 5 in the finals, that's when we're bringing Kevin back if he's ready to go. Bob Myers said that was always the plan. What that means is that Bob Myers should have said that from the jump.
Yep.
Because if you say that from the jump, people aren't heading into Game 1 wondering if KD's coming back. After Game 1, is this the game Kevin Durant plays? After Game 2, is KD coming back? After Game 3, boy, this is probably when KD's coming back. Every game, every day became, is this when Kevin Durant is coming back? And that puts pressure on you. God, everybody's out there questioning. If you just say he ain't coming back till Game 5 and he might not even be back then it eliminates all of that. All of that's gone. No conversation would have been had after Game 1. Is KD coming back? They've already said he ain't coming back till at least Game 5. Bob Myers now says that was the plan. Why didn't they say that in advance? It would have taken a tremendous amount of pressure off of Kevin Durant. Similarly, his teammates were dealing with that every day. There was a quote in a Ramona Shelburne column today that was really good at ESPN from one of Kevin's teammates, unnamed, but Golden State Warrior. And he said, essentially, if the plan was always to come back in Game 5, it would have been nice if we knew that. Because for us, it was like, we're out here in the ocean drowning. And they keep telling us, hey, we're about to get you a life vest. And the whole time, we're like, where is our life vest? Mm-hmm. Throw us the life vest. We need it. And so I think they did him a disservice on a couple of different levels. By not acknowledging up front, he ain't coming back for Game 1, Game 2, Game 3, Game 4. The earliest you'll see him is Game 5. By not acknowledging that, it brought the speculation in that was a topic of conversation every hour of every day. And then they misdiagnosed him. It is undeniable. It doesn't mean they're bad people. It doesn't mean they lied. It just means that they messed up. If they would have diagnosed him correctly, he would not have played. He would not have suffered that injury. They misdiagnosed him. And so now here we are. Jeff Calkins up next.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Grizz Nation, it's time to get season tickets. Get a free jersey and get lit with 2019-20 Grizzly season tickets. Starting at just $9 a game. Guarantee the best seats at the best prices. Get your tickets today by calling 901-888-HOOP or click grizzlies.com.
Hey, big guy, you tired of the runaround? You know, going from store to store, never finding your size? Here's a tip. Head to DXL. They are the one-stop shop for men's big and tall clothing, period. And at DXL, you don't have to be all hoity-toity to have a personal stylist. Their fit experts will help you find great styles in your size. It couldn't be easier. So head to DXL.com and check out a store near you. DXL Big and Tall. Built for you at DXL.com.
Guys, the secret is out. If you want healthy sex, your body needs nitric oxide. And now you can boost your nitric oxide production faster than you thought possible with Ageless Male Tonight, the absurdly fast formula from the number one brand in male enhancement. Just take one capsule an hour before romantic activity. You'll get clinically tested ingredients that rapidly boost nitric oxide production, and it won't go unnoticed.
Rush to Walmart and get Ageless Male tonight.
Season tickets for the 2019 Memphis Tigers football season are on sale now and start at $100 when you buy four in the Family Fun Zone and $150 for end zone seats. The six-game home schedule is highlighted with matchups against regional foe Ole Miss, plus AAC rivals Cincinnati and Navy. A season ticket includes the same great seat for all six home games, plus priority options to buy single-game tickets, bowl tickets, and more. Be part of the incredible game day experience and get your seats today at GoTigersGo.com or call 901-678-2331. Stripe up.
Down home, nobody leaves the table hungry. Put food on your table tonight with Church's Real Big Family Deal. 12 pieces of chicken, legs and thighs in original or spicy, and two large sides for just $15. Church's, bringing that down home flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah Office Park. On the web, coopersystems.com. That phone number is 360-9679. You know that if you need a computer, high-end, low-end, middle-of-the-road, any kind, desktop, notebook, tablet, a PC or a Mac, you're calling Lee and Lauren Cooper. Tell them what you're going to be doing on the computer. They'll get you a computer that's perfectly suited for you. That way it's going to be a better price for you. But also, if you need computer repair, virus removal, data recovery, you have a power supply issue, you've got a USB port issue, you've got a cracked screen, anything that's wrong with your machine, they can fix it at Cooper Systems. Perhaps you're just overrun with viruses because you Googled all sorts of stuff. You know you shouldn't be Googling, but you can't help yourself. Now you got one virus after another. I know what you're thinking. Oh, I'll fix this myself. You don't know what you're doing. You're not going to fix it yourself. So just take it to Cooper Systems. Let Cooper Systems fix it. And they'll give it back to you. It'll be all cleaned up. And they'll explain to you how to avoid this problem again. Then you probably won't avoid the problem again because you like what you like. And that's fine because they're still going to be there. They can clean you up again whenever you need them. It's just like it's the every six-month thing. It's fine. 360-9679, 360-9679. Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park on the web, coopersystems.com. Jeff Cox is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11. Joins me every day a little after 5 o'clock. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you on this Friday?
I'm fabulous, GP.
So do you, last night, happy for Marc Gasol? Are you sad for Klay Thompson? Are you disappointed the season is over? Run us through the range of emotions for award-winning columnist Jeff Calkins.
I was watching it with my son Peter in a hotel room, and we were cheering like crazy for the Raptors. Now, I do think it's sad to say, even as much as I sort of am quote-unquote happy for Mark, and I am, I'm really more cheering against the Warriors than I am for the Raptors. Let's be clear. Like, if they were playing Brooklyn, I would have been cheering like crazy for Brooklyn. It has a little extra flavor, but it's nice when you and your son are cheering on the same team, same entity. When Klay pulls up and hits that crazy-ass three, you're like, holy crap, we're going to have a game seven. This is insanity. Like, it was what Klay was doing was unbelievable. And I am thoroughly convinced that had he not gotten hurt, they would have won that game. Because honestly, like, good for the Raptors for winning and whatever else, but Fred kind of impressed me. They actually didn't impress me that much, the Raptors, given that like, 2 seconds, a Warrior's going out for his career, and they're still struggling now at this point. They're trying to beat Jonas Jerebko, and they were having a hell of a time getting past Jonas Jerebko. And so you're watching it, like, holy crap, and then it's going to come down to game seven. And as a confirmed Warriors hater, I'm like, and you know what? I'm not convinced that, like, who knows? Steph could go for 57 in games. Like, who knows what can happen in one game?
By the way, that's what I was rooting for like crazy. Get out of this one.
I was. Just one more game.
Well,
yeah.
Then Sunday night, Steph Curry by himself having to go play Toronto in a game seven and, like, goes right for 50 and wins a championship. That would have been an all-timer. Like, Steph the GOAT. That's what I was rooting for.
Well, I was listen, it would, from a radio perspective, it would be helpful if we had a game seven, because I'm going to be back in the studio Monday, and it would be nice to be talking about a game seven. But I'm pretty clear. I'm result-oriented. I just really wanted the Warriors to lose. And so, and now, mind you, the way it played out, once again, unbelievable theater with Clay getting hurt. And you feel like, again, there's nothing to not like about Clay. I hate the Warriors, but I do not hate Clay. Like, what the hell is there to like not like about him? He plays defense. He's a great shooter. He wasn't particularly highly drafted. He drafted in the teens. After he gets hurt, he goes into the tunnel, comes back out, hits the damn foul shots, and then is guarding people with a torn ACL. And he wants to stay in and tells his dad he'll be right back. And, like, it was unbelievable drama. But even there at the end, because my highest goal was that the Warriors would lose, I didn't care when they lost. If you had promised me that they would lose Sunday, I would have preferred them to lose Sunday, because then you get another game out of it. But there's always a risk, and I don't think it's an inconsiderable one. The Warriors were, like, you cannot end a run in terms of a run of greatness that team has had with more distinction than what they did. What they did over the last week has, whatever you thought about the Warriors before, they just won because they're high, too much talent, cheaters, you know, not cheaters, but shortcuts, you know, just getting all the game together to win, overwhelm people. You can't, even me, a confirmed Warriors hater, can't have anything but the highest respect for that organization and the players on it, because that was incredible what they did. So we were relieved that they and then honestly, I liked then that my last emotion was watching Mark be happy. I liked watching Mark be happy. I enjoyed that. I kept taking pictures of Mark, a happy Mark, and tweeting them. And so I liked that part of it too. And that was my night. Thanks for asking.
Talking to Jeff Carpenter on 92.9 FM ESPN. I do think there's a lot of people like you who just, when this thing started, wanted to see the Warriors lose because we're tired of the Warriors winning. But I would assume, and clearly you're not an example of this, but I would assume some people had to have shifted at some point. When you watch Kevin Durant go down, Klay Thompson go down, you go, all right, now they're not this otherworldly thing. They're this beaten down, you know, scrapping, barely holding it together outfit that, man, I wouldn't mind seeing Steph pull out of this somehow. I feel like some people had to switch.
Well, I think people shifted. And to be clear, I shifted in my regard for the Warriors, right? I mean, you can't look at them the same way as you did before. I mean, that was I go on and on about how much respect I have for the Warriors and how they shifted my perception of them, etc. I don't know how many people who were confirmed, I just want to see them lose, actually shifted. If, for example, the Patriots are on their way to winning another Super Bowl and Tom Brady goes down in the first quarter and in comes whoever the hell is back up now. I don't even know who it is now anymore, right? I don't start rooting for the Patriots because it's not Tom Brady in there anymore. I just want the organization, the fan. It's not even about, like, for me, it's about the Warriors fans. I hate the Warriors fans. Like, I hate everything about them. I hate the Warriors fans. I hate that they're now leaving Oakland and going to San Francisco. I hate Steph's mouth guard. I hate, like, I don't think you know what proper fan hate is, Gary. It's not rational. It's not grounded in anything. And like, again, individually break it down, there's not a single Warrior I hate. And the only one who's really easy to dislike is, I mean, KD was, but I'll be honest, if I hate KD, I have to hate myself, because I'm not saying I'm like KD in any way.
No, please continue.
I'm not saying in any way I'm like KD regarding talent, but I am him like him regarding wanting everyone to like me. Like, his humanity, his vulnerability because of his humanity, I find that to be, I can look in the mirror and see some of that in myself, right? And so I actually don't hate that part of KD. I only hate the fact that he went to the Warriors and what I think was ruined the NBA for a few years. So I didn't like that part of it, but yes, the bottom line is I shifted, but I didn't shift any more than I would shift and start rooting for the Patriots if Tom Brady got hurt and suddenly I'm rooting for his backup. No, it's the organization writ large. And really, as much as anything, it's all those stupid ass golden privileged overserved Golden State fans who've been, you know, gluttons on wins for all these years. I just didn't want to see it. And all those Toronto fans out there in Jurassic Park, now mind you, they had their little moment where they cheered KD's injury, which was a slip for them. But I saw I don't know if you saw this, there was a great video from some guy who was on the 37th or 39th floor of a high-rise in Toronto, and he was just taking the video of the city afterwards, and you could hear the whole city. It was fantastic. And I was always going to want those guys. But did I shift in my regard for them? Of course I did.
I can acknowledge this is where I have a blind spot, because I've thought about this before, and as I'm thinking through it now, I don't hate things. I hate people on social media. I hate people on Twitter. But I don't hate teams or schools.
You don't have fan hate. You don't have fan hate because you see the players as individuals. And how can you – like, you like performances. And but for me, it's not – sports is not like going to the theater, right, or going to see a concert or whatever else. That's just, oh, good, I got to go see we went to see Paul Simon and at the Mud Island Amphitheater. That's watching great performances and art, right? That's different. I actually – my fandom – is fundamentally, every time I watch a game, almost any game, I turn it on and I find myself rooting for some team and against the other team. And as much as anything, by the end, I'm mostly rooting against the other team. Like, I really do. Like, it's an emotional, it's not real hate, but it is sports hate. I'm deeply connected to sports hate.
I don't have it at all. Like, I'm a Mets fan, so I guess I'm supposed to hate the Yankees, but I just don't.
Bennett, do you have sports hate?
Oh, absolutely.
Who do you hate, Bennett?
Oh, my God. Let's start the Houston Texans. And pretty much every team from Houston I hate. Yeah.
This is so funny to me. Like, I don't hate I'm a Mets fan. I don't hate the Nationals. I don't hate the Braves. Like, I don't get mad every time Austin Riley hits a home run. I don't hate.
Okay, how about when you were growing up, did you hate Louisville?
I remember hating Denny Crum. I do.
That's the last time.
Yeah.
Denny Crum.
I hated
Denny. How about Nick Van Exel? Did you hate Nick Van Exel?
I think I kind of admired Nick Van Exel and Kenyon and all those guys.
This is the roots of your problem. When as a 12-year-old or whatever it was, you found yourself rooted, admiring Nick Van Exel, when you should have gotten this stick.
I think I was just envious of, like, Nick, of that whole deal. Like, I remember thinking, man, Nick Van Exel is awesome. You know, and Kenyon Martin is a monster. I do, and I've had this conversation with Bob Huggins. It's weird for me to have gotten to know him in my adult life, given that in my childhood, I don't want to say I hated him, but, like, he broke my heart over and over again. You know, that was the boogeyman in my sports fandom life. Like, Huggs and Cincinnati, it didn't matter how good Penny and them were, he was going to take care of them. It didn't matter how good Lorenz and Wright's teams were. He was going to take care of them. And so I certainly don't hate him now. But I think if you'd have caught me on a right day when I was a kid, I'd have said, yeah, I hate Louisville. I hate Denny Crum. I hate Cincinnati. I hate Bob Huggins. But I really don't have hatred for any sports entity right now. I have no hatred.
I think your view appreciating great performances, really just wanting great drama and great games, not hating anybody because they're just players out there doing their best, admiring greatness. I think it is the vastly more rational approach. Admirable, even, Gary. I think it's admirable and rational. I think it is for people who would call themselves sports fans. I think it's the vast majority are deeply in touch with, I would say, sports hate. And indeed, I would say, if you call yourself a sports fan, I think 90% or more would say they hate. There's something they hate. Now, I don't really hate Tom Brady, but I hate Tom Brady, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And so, but I think at least, I think it's higher than 90, but certainly 90 or more are in touch, are well in touch with their hate. So I think you're wildly in the minority, but I think it's also the more rational approach. But there's nothing really rational for most people about fandom.
Yeah, I'm definitely in the minority. Like, we're on a little group text, me and a few buddies, Vernon and my buddy Brad P and my buddy McCleskey. And it's like it's a four-person group text that goes nonstop every day, all night, till we're all asleep or blacked out or whatever. And it's funny watching Mark because he hates things. He hates things. Like,
what does he hate? What does Mark hate?
He hates the Cardinals. He hates the Warriors.
The Clippers.
He would have gone through that for sure. Like, he like genuinely. Even the other night, he wasn't cheering Kevin Durant's injury, but he wasn't, like, sad about it. His tone didn't change at all in the text message. And I was like, dude, Kevin Durant just died. Are you, like, and he was like, I hate the Warriors. I'm so tired of this team.
See, that's more like me there. And Vernon hates things, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think Vernon hates things. I think most people hate things.
Not really. Again, let's separate this. Not really. But, yeah, most people hate things. I think people hate UT, right?
Oh, of course they do.
I don't hate UT.
I don't either. There's nothing like that.
Hate UT.
Bennett hates Tennessee?
Hell, yeah.
See, I just don't feel that
Bennett
way.
Bennett hates Tennessee. I don't hate Tennessee. I don't hate Ole Miss.
I don't hate Ole Miss. I don't hate Mississippi
Ole Miss
State.
Hate Mississippi State, and the state people hate Ole Miss. I think that's true, but I don't.
I just like to see – I like to see people do well.
I'm in touch with hate just not to my hate does not extend to. There's no local school that I hate. The stuff for me is I really don't like. I'm kind of anti greatness. I don't know what that is, but yeah, it's largely that. Anyway, so there you go. I will say this. Fun to think about the NBA next year. Now, mind you, I don't want Durant to be hurt, and I don't want Klay Thompson to be hurt. But wild to think about how the next NBA is going to look next year, isn't it?
Well, okay. Golden State, at the very least, is going to be operating without Kevin Durant completely and without Klay Thompson deep into the season, perhaps all season. Kawhi Leonard could move or stay. Jimmy Butler could move or stay. It looks like Kyrie Irving's moving. Kimba Walker could stay or leave. Like, the entire NBA changed to some degree in the past week and will change a lot over the next few weeks. And given that the Warriors are now this version of themselves, it's not a situation now where you feel like you're playing for second. Like, if you're Houston, do you just run it back now? Because maybe
you just run it back. Screw this. Everybody's for sale. Run it back. Who's the favorite? I mean, I get the Lakers, which is crazy. The Lakers didn't make the playoffs, are now the favorites to win the NBA title. Right now, you put $20 down on someone to win the title. If forget the odds. You're not trying to calculate the odds. You're just trying to be right. Who are you going to say is going to win the NBA title next year?
Milwaukee.
I think that's the best bet.
Yeah. You just know what they are.
Yeah.
With all these other teams, you don't know what they're going
to
be.
I think Kawhi's going to the Clippers. I don't think this whole – I've never believed, honestly, because you won in Toronto, you're going to stay in Toronto. If you want to live in L.A., Toronto ain't – I mean, I love Toronto. It's a great, great city. But it ain't L.A., And it's not like he hasn't won titles, places, or whatever. So if you want to live in L.A., go to L.A. Like, you've won the title. They're not even going to – here's the thing. They're not even going to hate you in Toronto. You gave them something they were never, ever, ever going to – like, you come back to Toronto at Kawhi Leonard at one game next year, they're going to go crazy for you. He's not going to get booed, which is very rare because they're just going to be grateful.
Yeah, and it's I think he's probably more likely gone than not. And I don't know that Raptors fans can reasonably be upset with him because if you're Kawhi Leonard, like Kawhi Leonard never said, this is where I want to be. He never made any promises. Toronto knew it was a gamble.
the gamble paid off even if he leaves because they're going to hang a banner.
Forever. They got a moment that they will remember forever. Right. They got that shot at the end of the last series. This is a moment for Canada.
Yeah, it would be irrational for and sports fans can be irrational, obviously. But it would be irrational.
Yeah, but you're grateful. Just like Cleveland fans don't hate LeBron now.
Right.
Once you give them the thing that they wanted, then you can no longer be irrational. I mean, you can be irrational, but I'm more in touch with sports fan irrationality than you are, very clearly. I don't think irrationality leads you to hate Kawhi if he just delivered you a title and then you decide to leave.
And then he's got an opportunity to like really carve out a fascinating legacy. To win a championship in San Antonio, finals MVP, championship in Toronto, finals MVP, and with Golden State being diminished, he goes to the Clippers. Like, they're going to be a player in the West. They'll be competing for a Western Conference title. And, like, imagine bringing a championship to the Los Angeles Clippers being – I mean, let's just say if – let's totally play pretend here. He wins one next year, which ain't crazy.
Who else are they getting? They got to get someone else. They do have enough money for two, don't they? I think they have enough money for two.
I believe they have enough money for two. And, I mean, who knows? We'll see. All this stuff is going to shake out. But he could, in theory, have three titles with three different franchises by the age of 28. That's wild.
I might have to start hating Kawhi. I don't hate him. I don't hate Kawhi.
I don't know why you would hate Kawhi, although a lot of people started hating Kawhi last year when he, like, refused to play. But the Kevin Durant...
Oh, I think San Antonio fans hate... Some San Antonio fans hate Kawhi.
Oh, sure. They definitely do.
I think you're from San Antonio. Even though he was part of what delivered titles for you, I think you... My irrational fandom does help you hate Kawhi, I think. No, there's no question.
Well, because if he never... ask for a trade, you could be holding this championship right now.
You could be holding. Yeah, you'd be awesome. Yeah,
you'd be awesome with him.
He was supposed to replace. You know, it went David Robinson, and then it went Tim Duncan, and I was supposed to be Kawhi. And instead, man, they screwed that. I don't know what the hell happened there. Like, but they certainly screwed that up, or someone screwed that up.
Here's what happened. He didn't trust the medical staff. They were telling him you're good to go.
Right.
Like he did what Kevin Durant didn't do.
Should have done.
Yeah. It is
wild. Yeah. No, you're right. You're right.
The San Antonio medical staff was telling him, you are cleared to play. And he was saying, I should not play. And it created animosity in San Antonio, questions about him throughout the league. And here he is a year later with a world championship and another finals MVP. Meantime, the guy who listened to the medical staff, he ruptured his Achilles. He's going to miss all of next season. It is wild.
And Mark McCloskey's happy about it.
I don't know that he was happy. I just know that he was. He didn't seem as upset as I seemed.
Right. I pretended to be really upset. No, I was. I do not wish a torn Achilles on him, and I didn't wish. I don't mind at all if they tweak their calf and miss the rest of the game. Like, I'm not one of these people who needs to beat them at their best. Like, screw that. But I'm not down with the – I was sad when I heard that when – I was perfectly happy when Clay didn't come back, but I was sad when I heard that he didn't come back because he had an ACL.
Yeah, that is Jeff Calkins. He'll be back in – you will not be back in studio, will you?
I will be Monday, not tomorrow. No, none of us are going to be in studio tomorrow.
You can't say that for sure. I might just hang out.
I plan to be back Monday. Right. I plan to be there Monday. Yeah.
Jeff Calkins will be back in the studio on Monday. All right.
Hey, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
Happy Father's Day to you.
Yeah, see you.
See you.
Bye-bye.
We'll be back in a second.
92.9 presents the official Jason and John Memphis Draft Party on Thursday night, June 20th, from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Join 92.9's Jason and John and watch the NBA Draft at our Draft Party at The Bluff on Highland with Grizzly Bear Blues, SB Nation, and Joe Mullinax, along with I Love Memphis's Holly Whitfield. The 2019 NBA Draft Party at The Bluff on Highland on Thursday night, June 20th, with 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
When your dad tells you he doesn't want done anything for Father's Day, he actually means it, perhaps because there's a good chance he doesn't even know it's Father's Day. But hopefully, he's raised you well enough to show some gratitude anyway, and now's a good time to recognize what he, or a stepdad, or a granddad, or a dad-to-be in your life means to you. So if you are, right now, shopping for Father's Day, it's coming up June 16th, by the way, make it count with some fresh, hand-cut steaks from Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop. We all know Folks Folly. It's the original Memphis Steakhouse. But did you also know that you could pick up those same steaks, as well as their crab legs, lamb chops, even a great-looking apron or steak knives? Everything you could possibly need for a fabulous Father's Day gift, you can get it all at Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop, which is right next door to Folks Folly. And if you want a gift for a dad who doesn't live in Memphis, no problem. Humphrey's can ship overnight anywhere in the country. So stop by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop at 551 South Mendenhall or online at humphreysmemphis.com to get everything you need to grill like a legend.
If you run into Steve Kaufman at Oak Hall, he'll talk to you however you like about two things: baseball and clothes. He loves baseball because his 8-year-old son, Dylan, looks like he may be headed to the major leagues. He loves clothes because it's what he knows best. Kaufman started working in retail in high school at U.S. Mail. He started his own place downtown. You may remember it, Shelton Clothiers. And then in 2013, he came over to Oak Hall because, as he puts it, it's truly one of the best in the country. It's the pinnacle. So I guess you could say that Oak Hall is like the Yankees, except they have more than pinstripes. Oak Hall is like Boston, except it doesn't limit itself to socks. Oak Hall is like the Cubs, except it never had that long losing streak. Oak Hall is like the Cardinals, and then it feels a lot like family. Steve Kaufman lives in Bartlett. He tells his buddies all the time, just come in and let me show you around. There's something at Oak Hall for everyone. Well, except they don't have spikes. So stop by Oak Hall and find out why it's the pinnacle, why people like Steve Kaufman think of it as Fenway, Wrigley, and Dodger Stadium wrapped up in one. And by all means, ask him about Dylan, his budding baseball star. The summer is just getting underway.
Now for Father's Day, you can earn 4 times the fuel points on gift cards at Kroger with your digital coupon from Kroger.com or the app. Gift cards make a great present for dad. And Kroger has a huge selection of his favorites. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Bugs bugging you? Call Allied Termite and Pest for a free inspection today. 754-0454. Stop a pest problem in its tracks and ask about the Allied Guarantee. Prompt, reliable. Allied Termite and Pest. Call them today. 754-0454.
It is so hot.
I know. You're actually a little red. Want some lotion?
Love some.
Okay, I have SPF 10, 30, and 500,000.
What? Does the bottle just say go inside?
You're so funny. No, it's the big $500,000 spectacular instant game. It even doubles as a fan.
Well, look at you.
When it comes to summer fun, I don't play around.
Stay cool with June Instant Games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Okay, fellas, game's on the line. Let's get it right. Frank, you were closest. Was it fair or foul?
I don't know. I was distracted.
Distracted? By what?
Well, you know, it's a loud crowd. These lights are awful bright. I just won big on a Tennessee Lottery instant game. And again, the lighting here, somebody ought to say something.
You've got new instant games?
Yeah.
Enough to share?
Of course.
Fair ball!
Have a ball with new instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Your Mid-South Ford dealers present Lee Bryce live at the Memphis Botanic Gardens Saturday, August 24th.
There's a rumor going round.
See country artist Lee Bryce perform his biggest hits live. Tickets are on sale now at 941thewolf.com or Ticketmaster.com. Lee Bryce, August 24th at the Memphis Botanic Garden, presented by your Mid-South Ford dealers.
21 Pilots, live, the Bandito Tour.
I'm taking my time on my ride.
June 26th at FedEx Forum.
When the mama said us to sleep, but now we're stressed.
Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com and Ticketmaster.com.
Sipping on straight glory. Let the vibe slide over me. This beat is a chemical.
21 Pilots, live in concert.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up with the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Oh, 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 oh.
If your paint job is looking less than new, bring back that showroom shine with Formula One Wash and Wax, Paste Wax, or Scratch Out on sale now for $2.99 each at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Keep your vehicle looking new with Formula One Auto Care products, $2.99 each at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go fast, fast, fast like a Lambo. I be jumping off the stage, oh.
Jumping, jumping, hey, hey.
Crowd better save up.
Crowd going, hey, hey.
I can't believe we made it.
This is what we made, made.
This is what we think for. Check. Put some respect on my check. Pay me in equity.
Pay me in equity.
Watch me reverse out of decks. He got a bad chick,
bad chick.
We live in lavish, lavish. I got expensive fabrics. I got expensive habits. He wanna go with me. He likes to roll with me. He wanna be with me. He wanna give me that vitamin D. Ice ornaments. Ice style tournaments.
CBC's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zauner is not your traditional mattress and furniture store. Their prices are always 50% to 80% off retail stores, so they don't have to have sales. They're already killing the competition 52 weeks a year. Got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And when readers of the Commercial Bill were asked to vote for the best mattress store in the area, the winner four straight years, CBC's. But they don't just sell mattresses. It's also furniture. So if you need anything to furnish your home, rug, dining room set, a living room set, anything, you can probably find it at Sleepy Z's. If it's not on the floor, understand that there's a 42-inch kiosk filled with furniture for you to browse through. Find what you want, they'll get it for you. And remember, mention you heard about them on the Gary Parrish Show. That's how you're going to save an additional 10% at Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zauner. 2790 Kirby Whitman Bartlett, that's where it's located, right there at the corner of Summer Avenue next door to Hollywood Feed. The phone number, if you want to call Mike, 901-692-6200, 901-692-6200. They're on the web, sleepyzzz.com. It's 536, Gary Parrish Show. You're on 92.9 FM ESPN. Been talking NBA, I think, every minute of today's show because the season comes to an end last night with the Raptors securing the 2019 World Championship with a 114-110 victory. At Oracle Arena. Kawhi Leonard, finals MVP, but he was not really the star last night. Pascal Siakam scored more. Kyle Lowry scored more. Fred VanVleet scored as much and knocked down three big three-pointers in the fourth quarter. It was just a terrific game, fun game, drama-filled, particularly with the Klay Thompson injury that was just like, what? I mean, you might live to be 100 and never see what we saw this week again. A team in the NBA Finals, in game five, lose one of its best player to a catastrophic injury. And then in game six, lose another one of its best players to a catastrophic injury. If we'd have sat down a year ago, 6 months ago, really at any point before Monday night, and discussed ways in which we think the Warriors dynasty could come to an end, the conversation would have been about KD leaving and them not being able to replicate that. Maybe Klay deciding he wants to go to LA because the Warriors are hesitant to offer a max deal. Does all the miles on Steph's, relatively speaking, small frame take a toll? You wouldn't have thought it's going to be because Kevin Durant ruptures an Achilles and Klay Thompson tears an ACL right within 3 days of each other. I mean, that is insanity.
Yeah.
Again, you could live to 100. You might never see something like what we saw in these past two, the last two NBA Finals games of the 2018-2019 season. And so, listen, I know nobody cries for the Warriors, but that's a tough – it's a tough deal to have two players of that magnitude, all NBA guys, suffer injuries that not only, at least possibly, if not probably, cost you a championship this season, but possibly cost you a championship next season.
And I saw people throwing this out today. Don't you think that the best move for them would be to re-sign both of those guys if they can? Because if you re-sign Clay, you're still not getting him for most of the season anyway, so it's almost like next season's a wash, so let's plan for two seasons from now.
I think I would. The reports are that they want to, that they will, on July 1st, put a max contract on the table for Klay Thompson and a max contract on the table for Kevin Durant, and if that means the luxury tax bill goes up to $350 million or $375 million, they're comfortable dealing with that. It's a massive number. They can also afford it, but it is a massive number. But this is also a little bit, if you'll excuse the cliche, of lightning in a bottle. Like, when are you ever going to have four All-NBA guys on the same team again? Like, this whole thing has come about partly by brilliance, but also by luck. Because if Steph Curry never suffers ankle injuries early in his career, they never have him on that small contract that allows them to build around him. They hit on Draymond. Nobody saw him becoming what he's become. Honestly, nobody saw Klay becoming what he's become. Frankly, nobody saw Steph becoming what he's become. And because they built all of that and became what they became, then they're able to get Kevin Durant, who quite clearly was ring chasing. So if you can bring it all back, I think you have to. I think it's smart. Although the counter argument would be, by the time those four dudes ever play together again, it will be the 2020-21 season. They will all be 2 years older than they are right now. And I'm pretty deep into the 30s. That's not usually when you get better. It's when you start to get worse.
Yep.
So the argument against it would be you're tying up incredible amounts of money in two injured guys. And, oh, by the way, Draymond's up next summer.
Yeah.
So you got to deal with that. I think if you can hold it together, you do. But it's not a no-brainer, and it's not without risk. But I will say, it does appear Kevin Durant is more likely than not to leave, although, as everybody knows, he's an emotional guy, and he could wake up one day and just decide he's going to stay. That's not out of the question. But there was a report today from a reputable NBA insider that said Durant has already moved all his stuff to New York. He plans to spend the summer in New York City. That doesn't sound like somebody who plans on re-signing with a West Coast team. Even when he was in Oklahoma City, he was still spending his off seasons in California. Now his team is in California, but he's going to spend his off season in New York City on the other side of the country. That doesn't sound like somebody who's planning on returning to California. So the most likely scenario has him gone. Max deal for Klay Thompson. He signs it within seconds. And you run it back with Steph, Draymond, Klay, and whatever else you can put around him. And they do need to put some other stuff around him because that's been obvious this season and in these playoffs and as recently as last night. I will say, though people are writing them off, and I understand on some level why, they clearly will not be what they've been. But if you get Klay Thompson back deep in the next season, just like I said earlier, and you go into the playoffs as a 4 seed, 6 seed, whatever, if you got Steph, Draymond, and Klay, you got a chance. Because with Steph, Draymond, and Klay, they got to the NBA Finals this season. Like, Kevin Durant is not what got them to the NBA Finals. Kevin Durant was going to be the thing that could help them win the NBA Finals. But they got there without him. So why is it crazy to think they couldn't get there? They could get there again without him next season if Klay comes back? Now, I think it's probably out of the question that they're going to be able to secure the 1 seed. But so what? The Raptors just closed out the NBA Finals on the road. I think they closed out 3 series this postseason on the road.
Yeah, definitely the East Finals.
Home court advantage is still a real thing, but it doesn't seem to be that important.
Right.
Seems the most important thing, and this is maybe something the Raptors figured out that everybody else didn't, or they figured it out better than most. You know, Kawhi Leonard only played 60-something games by design. Not because he was injured. They just said, we take the night off. Take the night off. They called it load management. Well, what the Raptors decided and what these finals proved is that the most important thing at this stage isn't having home court advantage. It's being healthy.
Yep.
The most important thing is being healthy. Go back and document the last 5 finals, the last 10 finals. I bet you what you'll find more often than not is the team that wasn't missing key pieces ended up winning the championship by the time you got to this stage. And so if you're the Warriors, maybe you do load management with Steph next season. You don't rush Klay back, but you know you'll get him back eventually. And then you go into the playoffs as a 4-seed, 6-seed, 8-seed, whatever. You got healthy Steph, healthy Klay, healthy Draymond. It's not crazy to think they could be back in the NBA Finals again. I don't know that I'd predict it, but it's certainly not out of the question. And either way, I do think it makes the NBA much more interesting because for the past several years, we've gone into every season thinking what was probably true. As long as the Warriors are healthy, they're going to win the championship. Mm-hmm. Well, next season, we don't go in. That's not the narrative attached to it. And that'll be something unusual, or at least something we haven't seen in a while. Be back with Dinner to Go.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. One of the most common and life-altering injuries that we see after a car crash is a herniated disc. Often it causes a lifetime of care, injections, and surgeries. A life where the most simple enjoyments become painful struggles. But insurance companies often refuse to pay for these injuries. They say disc herniation is no big deal, but we know the truth. We know how life-altering a disc herniation can be. We've won millions of dollars for clients with disc herniation because we know how devastating these injuries really are. If you have a herniated disc after a car crash, call us. You can reach us by dialing pound law on your cell phone. That's pound 529. Pound law, that's all. It's easy to remember and even easier to get in touch with us. If you're injured in a car crash or at work, call us. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com.
A man named Dan had a home out in Bartlett. He wanted to sell it, so he did what I've been telling you to do for years. He got in touch with Josh Heisall. Josh Heisall went to work, got 12 showings in 48 hours. And Dan's home, because of Josh Heisall, sold for the full asking price very, very quickly. How does Josh Heisall do it? He does it with his 45-day guarantee plan. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh can do this because he's experienced, because he's effective, because he knows how to market your home, because he knows how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is you get in touch with him and him helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. You guys agree on a price, that's when Josh goes to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick, totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him. No questions asked. He has flexible fees, no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I needed to sell my home. It's Josh Heisall, 461-8147. He's on the web. JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com.
Get more 92.9. Download the Radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
The annual summer sale at James Davis has started just in time to get Dad's perfect gift in advance of Father's Day. This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. It's one of the best clothing stores in the United States of America. It's where I get my suits and my dress shirts for television work with CBS Sports. But understand this. They have so much more than just nice suits and dress shirts. For instance, right now, shorts, short sleeve knit shirts, and sport shirts are 20% off. There's a summer selection of sport coats, suits, and blazers, all 25% off. And don't forget about the custom-made stance shirts. Those are the ones I buy because dress shirts off the rack are a thing of the past. Now, let me explain how this works. What you do is you go to James Davis. You walk in, you get 3 measurements, and in just 10 minutes, you're going to have a custom-made shirt ordered. It'll be ready in a matter of days. They start at only $98. It's a perfect shirt that'll fit you brilliantly, and it makes for a perfect gift, too. In fact, you can get a gift card to cover it. So where are you shopping in advance of these warm months that are on the way? James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. On the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Nobody does it. No one can do it better. Now that Human Resources VP Ashley Campbell has Kronos for HR, payroll, talent, and time, she's managing her workforce like a rock star. She even has her own hype song.
I'm the spark before the fire. I'm the power in the train. I
have a really diverse workforce with different hours, skill sets, and pay grades.
Don't stop, don't stop. I'm the dream, you should know that.
Now we're motivating and engaging the right people every step of the way.
Kronos, HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support them. Learn more at kronos.com/HR swagger.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue. And this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company in Horn Lake. Melissa Cookson, the owner, has won 8 world championships. She was the first woman inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. She's the reason USA Today said a visit to Memphis Barbecue Company is, quote, worth the pilgrimage. I've personally been going there for years. You need to get there and taste it for yourself. It's at 709 DeSoto Cove, just off the interstate in Horn Lake. Check them out on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
Hey, babe, you know that skateboard?
Oh, no. How bad?
A sprain, maybe a break. We're headed to the...
No, not the ER. Go to Campbell Clinic after hours in Germantown or South Haven.
We don't have an appointment.
You don't need one. With Campbell Clinic after hours, you can walk in, get treated, and get home.
Okay, we're headed there now.
Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, the official sports medicine provider for the Grizzlies, Redbirds, and Tigers.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Get guap, the hood got heavy metal like Slipknot. I hustle for my chain like a pit stop. I used to want to grip grain to my wrist lock. Ooh, now I want a BMW i3. It's little buddy, it's on point like Kyrie. My mama taught me never let a sucker try me. But if he do, draw blood like an IV. I'm a lover, not a fighter dog. But I done earned most stripes than the Titan claw. Low key, fat can't fight at all. But she got a CHL if you tryna brawl. All peace, no war. I need bank like a black boy. I'm trying to get my mama out there RAV4. I just feel like she look better in the black Porsche. Skirt, skirt. Peel off. I could ride this beat to the wheels off. Head on my pillow only time I feel soft.
New Amsterdam Vodka, the premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness. How smooth is it?
It's so smooth you can drink it straight.
So smooth you can drink it straight. Doesn't mean you have to drink it straight. You can drink it however you like. But if you are somebody who mixes your vodka, maybe with club soda, maybe with orange juice, if you run out of that mixer for whatever reason, you don't have to panic, because New Amsterdam Vodka is so smooth, you can drink it straight. It is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's an awesome vodka that's reasonably priced. I could spend more money on vodka if I wanted to. They got more expensive bottles. Why would I do that, though? If I've got a reasonably priced vodka that's a quality vodka, why not just buy that one? Do I look like an idiot? The fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. Memphis is the number one market for New Amsterdam per capita in America. That's a testament to us, the Gary Parrish Show and listeners of the Gary Parrish Show. So thank you for supporting them. Keep doing it. If you like flavored vodkas, they got you covered. If you're on a gluten-free diet, they got gluten-free vodka. It's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out there on the web. NewAmsterdamSpirits.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we mostly focused on the NBA Finals. Game 6 was last night, and it was back and forth, big shot after big shot. 14-22 left in regulation. Klay Thompson suffered the torn ACL. Warriors are up 85-80 after he knocks down 2 free throws with a torn ACL. But without Kevin Durant, without Klay Thompson, they could not hold on. Steph Curry had a 27-footer that would have given Golden State a 2-point lead if it went in with a little less than 8 seconds to go. It did not go in. The ball got bounced around, and that was that. So now the Raptors are your reigning world champion. What's next? Hard to say. Is Kawhi Leonard going to stay or go? Most people think go. That changes them overnight. Does Klay Thompson play it all next season? Probably, but not till late. Kevin Durant, not going to play at all, and perhaps won't even be a member of the Golden State organization We'll get a lot of those answers in just a few weeks. Meantime, the Anthony Davis situation remains a big story in the NBA, because if the Lakers can get a deal done for that, you got LeBron James and Anthony Davis, and the Warriors don't have Kevin Durant at all or Klay Thompson for a while, maybe LeBron can pop back into the NBA Finals one more time before he calls it a career. Either way, last night, this week, changed the NBA drastically. It should be a fun offseason leading into an interesting actual season.
Game tonight.
I think it's probably, because we don't have NBA, we don't have the NHL, both those seasons wrapped up this week, probably Mets-Cardinals, City Field, Flushing, Queens, yeah. New York City. The first game of a four-game series was last night, but it actually didn't finish until about 20 minutes ago. Got suspended. Mets were up 4-2. 4-2 in the ninth with two outs. But Edwin Diaz couldn't close the game because he's a Met.
Oh, no.
And this is what happens when you become a Met. You lose your ability to be healthy and or do your job. So the game's tied 4-4 heading into the bottom of the ninth. Rain. Gets suspended until today. They restarted it at 5-10. Edwin Diaz back on the mound. Mets went 1-2-3 in the bottom of the ninth. Diaz comes out, immediately gives up a run. We go to the 10th. Bottom of the 10th. Mets go 1-2-3 again. And that's it. Cardinals win at 5-4. Game two starts at 6-10. It's Steven Matz against Daniel Ponce de Leon, who is 4-4 with a 3.90 ERA for the Memphis Redbirds this season.
Okay.
He's starting for the Cardinals tonight. It'll be his second big league start of the season. The Mets are minus 125 on the money line. You can watch it on Fox Sports Midwest.
What should I watch on TV?
We got a brand new Dateline NBC tonight. Special two-hour edition.
Ooh, 2 hours.
Special two-hour edition.
Interesting.
You ready? I did a preview.
Let's go.
Okay. Let me get my voice. Let me get my voice.
You're ready. It's okay. It's a two-hour special. Come on.
Bill Carter was a farmer living and working in the cornfields of Iowa. He loved his wife. He loved his children. So you can imagine his shock and devastation on June 19th, 2015, when he came home and found his wife, Shirley, dead in the kitchen. Two bullets had ripped through her heart. It was an instant death. Bill's wife of 52 years, murdered in the same space where she spent decades making meals for the family. Bill Carter, he told authorities his son, Jason Carter, murdered Shirley. He said that boy killed his mama. So Jason Carter was charged with first-degree murder. But surprisingly, he was ultimately acquitted. Did the jury get it wrong? Or is Shirley Carter's murderer still at large, unknown, in the cornfields of an otherwise peaceful place? That's tonight on Dateline. Dennis Murphy reports.
Son of a bitch.
Where is Keith Morrison?
On a two-hour special?
Jason Carter shot his mom, allegedly.
We are getting a two-hour Dateline tonight.
This one's actually wild. Dude shoots his mom, allegedly.
Uh-huh.
He's found in a civil trial responsible for her death. But the criminal trial, he's acquitted. So he's just running free. Same town. He and his father are Splitsville.
Sure.
Because the dad believes the son shot the mom because he was in he was struggling financially, and he thought if he killed the mom, the estate would fall to him.
Sure.
That's what the dad believes. There's no other suspect. So, but he was acquitted. So now they still live a half mile from each other.
It's a small area, I'm sure.
Yeah, they like pass each other in their trucks all the time.
Oh, my God.
And it's like, you killed your mother, you killed my wife, and yet you're still like just, it's a weird, wild deal. So anyway, Google the Carter family in Iowa. You'll know all about it. Tonight, Dateline, NBC.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
I will tell you, I spent much of this afternoon reading all sorts of columns from Oracle Arena last night. Dan Wetzel, Yahoo Sports, had a great one. Reed Forgrave, my colleague at CBS Sports, had a really good one. Ramona Shelburne had a terrific story at ESPN.com. that really dove into Klay Thompson's tragic, for lack of a better word, night, tearing his ACL. You know, he left the building before the game was over. They took him to Berkeley to get an MRI. When he goes in the MRI machine, according to this story, the game's still going on. So he comes out of the MRI machine and immediately asks, did we win?
Oh.
And they had to tell him, you didn't win. The season's over. Because even before then, the initial diagnosis pre-MRI was like, we think it's a torn ACL. But you're not sure? We're pretty sure, but we won't know for sure until the MRI tells us. And he's asking them, because they told him, you're not going back to game six. He said, could I play in game seven? Could I play Sunday night? So he goes in that MRI machine. When he comes out, he still doesn't know what the results are, although you kind of know.
Yep.
And he doesn't even know what the result of game six was. His first words out of the MRI machine, did we win?
Mm.
And they had to tell him that he didn't. Great stories all around, so dive into some of those.
What's on tap next week?
Well,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.